Welcome to the Creative Play and Podcast Network. Join us as we review our favorite RPGs, collectible card games, MMOs, video games, PC games, and bring up interesting topics and things that we'd like to share with everyone. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Kelly, aka Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
If we get a reputation for not doing what we're told to do, we're not going to get jobs. And it's not like we can go sue these guys.
And he's definitely the kind of guy, if you fuck him over, he will offer a ship full of weapons to people to go after.
Good. Let's deliver her and finish this.
Because I don't care how charming somebody is. But that's why she's
nice.
I was trying to avoid her.
Well, then so that you can feel bad for her.
But it's not just about, I mean, the frogs.
He's thinking of the Frog Empire.
Well, we show, okay, so let's cut scene to us showing up.
Hyperspace opens up. You see this beautiful expanse of space. Blue sun.
I warned everyone, hey.
Well, you set the alarm. Yeah, it'll go off ahead of time. You know. So that way you get a little warning.
Yeah.
And basically, when the warning starts coming off, the handmaidens start getting ready to pack her stuff back up. You guys get clearance from the yacht. The cruise ship, basically. Mm-hmm. It's a space cruise ship. Lots of open decks. It has one escort fighter with it. As, you know...
I assume this one does have lots of weapons on it.
This cruise ship actually doesn't. That's why it's got the escort ship. It's a very, very... They call the ship the Event Horizon.
Okay, so what a terrible name.
That is a great name.
That's a horrible name.
No, that's a good name.
No, it's just a bad movie.
It's a
really bad
wonderful
movie.
Wonderful name.
It's a good name.
Because it's... You are at the horizon of an event of beauty.
Anyone see Andromeda?
Amazing show.
I didn't see that.
Great show.
Okay,
so
we meet up with
them. Okay, so you're given clearance to dock. You do notice they give you a complete system scan.
Okay,
so they know what weapons are on your ship, yada, yada, yada. But thankfully,
for the course in this type of...
Your weapons are all powered down, so it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Escort ship is very close and basically has a kill shot on you the entire time you're docking.
Yeah. I'm dotting my I's and crossing my T's to make everything...
Basically,
this is
the security officer. Just to let you know, there is a zero weapon tolerance on the ship. When you come through the docking area, there will be weapon scanners as well as hand scanners with security officers there.
But we're not going on the ship, are we?
We're just
Apparently
delivering.
We are.
Actually,
we're
you were invited to stick around for the wedding.
I don't care.
I'm good for brawling.
I don't know.
Do the instructions as to when we get our payment?
After the wedding.
So we have to be there. Well,
will there be
something false at the wedding? But
they're taking my weapons off my dead body, so no.
He's staying on ship.
I'll wait at the dock then.
Okay. Well, you'd wait in your ship.
You'd have to wait in the ship.
I will go.
I'm okay with brawling.
Yeah,
okay.
I have no problem.
Okay.
Okay. Well.
Well, it's
he's
a cruise ship.
Diplomat.
It's not like you have to.
I
break
say
out the
you
fights.
Definitely go.
I shall put on my finest clothing.
Yeah, you could use me as a weapon,
what?
I guess.
I assume I have a sports jacket.
as you guys are getting ready to disembark, she's got all her things ready.
That's all
and she, you know, Sarah looks over at Chi-Chi, and you see Chi-Chi kind of twilight blushes, and she's like, Chi-Chi, you may give the hut our gift. And Chi-Chi, you know, goes over, and she basically sewed this beautiful tunic out of simmer silk.
We have to save her.
And Chi-Chi says, I took your measurements when you weren't noticing.
You're the size of a...
That is very strange, but I like it.
And it's soft. It's shimmery.
Perfect for the wedding. And during this time, does she say anything to me in Leku?
Not
handmaiden?
Really, no.
I think they gave up.
She's trying to make avoid eye contact with you at all costs. Yeah.
And I'm like, I told them about the fact that the Chi Chi won't make make eye contact.
And, I don't know. She was looking at me.
As Noxie's getting ready to leave, she looks at Nier and says, "Sorry, we never got to have a game." And she reaches into her coveralls and throws a brand new pack of cards and tosses them your direction.
Okay. Cool. I'll catch them in the air. And
okay. Show your fast hands. Yep. Okay.
This is the protest I love all over.
And basically, they get with the information you were downloaded at the beginning. That was your clearance for getting the ship with tickets and all.
Uh-huh.
So of course, her three handmaidens, security escorts them off, takes their luggage.
So is the wedding happening tomorrow?
The weapon will actually be happening
will
be happening in 2 days.
Oh God!
For 2 days
on a luxury cruise line.
I know, such a shame that we not only get paid, but get free room and board.
This is the all luxury.
Are our accommodations paid?
You
for?
Do actually yes, have to pay for accommodations.
Damn.
Yes. I remember I was doing the deal. I made sure that was free and that he would pay for any expenses we had to make.
Am I allowed to bring my droid?
You are allowed to bring your droid. They do warn you at the security check-in point, though, that droids are not allowed on any of the gambling facilities.
Oh, I know that.
But other than that, they are just ensure that your droid doesn't try to jack into the ship's computers because they do have security protocols.
Actually, I'm going to leave him to guard the ship.
Well, I mean, he's
here.
Right, he's not.
I'll stay on the ship.
Yeah, but
the robot can guard me.
Yeah, the robot.
Robot's going to look and say, "Get into engineering."
I'll make sure our
feet are
washed.
I'm
be surprised if Rage pushes you into the engineering. It's like, oh, you're in.
Because I was going to have him do full system scans, but also...
Do I have to roll against two purple or something?
Two purple, yeah.
And I'm telling Mir that he is the only crew we're allowed into that engineering.
Okay.
Two successes,
well,
three failures. Three threats.
Three threats. You're searching the ship. You are militantly going about searching the ship. So militantly that you may have accidentally unplugged something or something else by accident.
I'm going to kill you.
You're the IT guy that goes in the server room and accidentally bumps a button with his butt. So something...
I had two successes. Reggie find.
Okay.
Reggie is instructed...
Well, what does she find first?
Well, basically, you don't find anything wrong.
Okay.
There's nothing out of sight. Go ahead and give me a mechanics roll for Reggie.
Okay.
It's going to be two yellow. It's got two yellow for his skill against two.
You sure you're not coming on the ship?
I mean, it should be standard procedure. When anybody leaves our ship, we should check.
Oh, yes, baby. Three successes.
And while Rhee is tearing the ship up looking for something
that's
not there.
Which is agitating Reggie.
Reggie is following behind refixing things because she's like looking militantly for things. She's unplugging hoses. She unplugged some connectors. She was damaging
Reggie
the ship.
Reggie knows how
with
I
her
feel
search.
About the ship.
Her search was like tossing the hotel room. And Reggie's falling behind, plugging things back in, reattaching
plates. I'll bring you a plate of food later.
Thank you.
Okay, Nier is basically enjoying his new cards while noise is just going on around the ship. You're like, whatever they're doing, what
that's
the hell?
I'm taking my stuff.
Okay.
Engineering is locked.
Okay,
I'm off the ship. I've had.
So the two of you are actually escorted to the suites that were reserved for you, basically.
What do
you
mean?
Are you?
I'm
you're searching
off.
The ship. No,
I did, but I will be getting off.
Okay,
well, that's at a later time.
Okay,
at
a
off.
Later time,
yeah.
Because you just tore the ship up looking for something. So these two go off with their, they have rooms. It's on the third level. They're not really amazing rooms, but even the third class rooms are pretty fucking beautiful. I mean,
okay.
Very opulent. The bed is like freaking
even
floating
in
a cloud.
When will they be serving
food? Food can be delivered to your door, or there's the formal dining.
I don't know.
And you actually
you do have
a ping at
that's
your
right,
room that you're, that you're registered to from your benefactor. He's wishing for you to come aboard his private yacht that's also docked on the ship to discuss,
the
business
arrangements. The
benefactor is
the one who...
Yes,
yeah,
your actual
getting
employer.
Married. The one who's
yes,
marrying
the groom-to-be.
The one.
Well,
I'll take one of you with me.
Okay,
I don't
so
want to get a shot.
Apparently it's got
to
be her because I'm not on board
Obasu,
yet.
Obasu, you're taking Obasu?
Would you like to come with me to talk to our employer?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys basically, the invite told you with...
Just call them.
Oh, it's okay.
That looks
it is
horrible.
Cool. Okay, so you guys are on the, you know, you guys, Nier and Obasu are on the, I mean, not Obasu. Nier and Rhi are still on the ship because Rhi's tearing it up, almost finishing up. The astromech.
Well,
the
robot is fixing stuff behind her. Uh-huh. He's like, oh, is it hidden in here? Tear. It's not.
Okay.
We should always have a policy to check after we've had guests.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, you
well,
know, it's
what happened with the frogs. We
it's not a bad policy. I'll be honest with you. I mean,
it's a good policy.
Doing the whole hey, we
just
dropped
I
just off
did
passengers.
It badly.
shake down the ship. Just remember, don't.
I'll
let...
do it in future, okay?
She's like, psh, silly wires in my way.
We don't need them.
Okay, so you guys are heading off to the. Yeah, that you give them the coordinates to?
Soon we'll be making another run. The arranged marriage boat.
Okay.
Something for everyone.
You go there and you notice that the dock he has no security personnel there, but it does have the same automated security ring where it looks like it's got defense weapons and
he
gas
probably
guns.
He probably manufactured them.
Mm-hmm. And you basically knock, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay. A private security gentleman comes out in a very, very nicely tailored armored suit with a weapon around his back and on a sidearm. And he looks you guys both up. Just one moment. Closes the hatch and opens the hatch again. Please, follow me. And he's looking at his weapon scanner as you guys walk by. Obviously, I'm assuming you're still unarmed.
No weapon.
Yeah.
Okay, he escorts you into this little pleasure yacht. Really nice yacht, kind of minimalistic.
So a pleasure yacht on top of his pleasure cruise ship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the pleasure.
Private yacht, you know. they just refer to them as a yacht ship because it's a private ship as opposed to a military or smuggling or company ship. You notice that there's quite a few cases on the walls that have weapons of different cultures and different things. You know, there's some Clone War era Clone War armor on display, some destroyed pictures and a recreation of a droidica, and then next to it is the organic creature the droidica is based on, you know, roller poly robot.
Anything with the greatest war ever.
You actually do see some models of what Hutt power armor suits looked like, and you see like two giant Hutts.
Oh, you need
that. This oil painting behind them, like these two massive Hutts and power armor suits attacking each other.
Wow.
Blood, gore, swamp water. It's a really impressive picture. As you guys come around the corner, you see a gentleman, you know, that you saw from the video, the same gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting fitted for a beautiful simmer silk tuxedo.
Wow.
As his tailor stops for just a moment, he notices both of you come in. Of course, he's playing off it. Oh,
he knows
you're coming.
He knew
but
very well.
Oh, and he's basically showing off the cuffs of his coat to you guys. Please, please have a seat on the vestibule. And basically, you notice it's probably just big enough for the hut to really sit in. Big bench cushion. So I would like to thank you for bringing my beautiful blushing bride to be. And he reaches, you know, into his pocket of the jacket and clicks a button, and a camera pops up of her room with her unpacking in the room.
Oh, that's creepy. That's creepy. Is that really necessary?
Oh, yes.
I just had to ensure that my blushing bride arrived completely unharmed and happy as can be. And you see she's just like sitting down because she doesn't know that there's a camera there because it's obviously not part of the cruise ship. It's something that's planted. She sits down in a huff and has her arms crossed, you know, over being there.
She's not sad. She's pissed.
Well, that's not
what
our
does that
call.
Tell you?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
She's so judgmental.
She's not sad. And like, oh, poor me. She's more like, what am I going
to
do?
Well, okay. Back to people that are here. Let us discuss straight.
So, once the wedding has happened and the dowry has been put into my accounts, I will gladly make sure to give you an... He looks kind of absentee to the court. Oh, yes, yes. and he snaps over at one of the gentlemen that was sitting there. The guy hands him a little Duraplast sheet, basically a piece of paper.
Yep.
And he gestures for the gentleman to take it back and hand it to you. And it's got coordinates for a planet for the retrofit yards.
Cool.
Awesome.
It's like, once the wedding is commenced, by all means, you'll have your leave to head to this location, and they will be ready and waiting for you for the quadcast.
Why does he need... I'm not there. We're just out of character. Why does he need us to stay? What do we
I don't know.
Because it's nice.
Because it's a storyline, I guess.
And if he wants us to help, give me some weapons. Let me walk around the ship with some weapons.
Yeah.
Well, it's
I
not...
mean, otherwise, I mean, I guess you could fling me at somebody.
Well, it's not like the Pleasure Cruise is his ship. It's a private cruise company.
Got it with you.
Yeah, it's basically just in neutral space.
So he's making it look like she was traveling with us all along.
Yeah, you think he'd want to get rid of us quickly.
Well, but with this, it's not that we just transported to someone and left. It's that we just got on the ship and one person...
Exactly. That way you're leaving not right after she's dropped off, but you're leaving later on, so
quinkening.
Because I'm sure after the wedding, quite a few guests that he specifically invited for the wedding will be bolting off immediately for business. So that way there's quite a few people leaving, so that way if you're just one of a dozen ships leaving off here...
It throws off the...
I understand.
Yeah.
Us businessmen.
You know, and basically when you say that, he's like, I'm so glad you understand that. I mean, exactly why I wanted a ship that had no criminal records as well, because I didn't want any confrontation with you trying to dock with the ship.
No imperial entanglements?
And I definitely didn't want any of our imperial guests on board to have any red flags if you docked with the ship.
Of course, no tough times. Well, we brought her here on a smooth ride.
And I see, and he clicks the button to watch the video again.
Tell me about the pirate. I was going to say, it was like, although the ship that shortly after she boarded, the Imaru was fired upon by another vessel.
Oh, that vessel. And he clicks a double button, and you see the Eureka Maru's camera on the vessel. Basically, their own ship's camera. They apparently sent the message ahead saying, yes, I actually see your piloting skills are amazing. And it literally shows your ship from a dead stop, bam, out of there. It's like, I definitely would like, we'll be paying a bonus for your ensuring the safe delivery of our package. Because apparently the pilot who was going to have you leave after him took longer than you to escape, and you were not prepared for what happened. He knew that the ship was in pursuit of him.
Oh, lovely. They told us.
As a businessman, Pudgeta, I'm assuming you know the old shell game.
Of course.
Never keep the ball under the cup you expect. But enough of that. My exciting nuptials will happen shortly. And
she looks excited.
And remember, if you ever need us to deliver anything else, you saw how quickly and efficiently...
He's selling it good.
Yeah.
And the fact that you still have legitimate titles for your ship still impresses me that you have no criminal record in the Empire. As you know...
We are...
It shocks us, too.
Yeah, it really does.
Trust us. Trust me. We are very honest.
No one is more smart than us.
Okay, so he basically gives you guys your leave. And basically he tells you ahead of time in his earnest money, if you notice the... data stick gentleman here has for you has the extra 5,000 credits.
Is there any way to check it out? Is there any way to check a data stick out?
You can check it out now if you have a data pad, but it might be kind of rude to count the money.
Yeah.
I was just asking, is there any
you just plug it into a data pad and you can read what's on the stick. It's basically like a jump drive, but it's a banker's jump drive.
So that's an extra 1,000...
So what was the...
1,000 credits for each of us and one for the ship.
That's or it's 2,500 for the both of you.
We weren't there.
Oh, that's right.
You are scum and villains. And Xander's making this adorable eyelash face. Which I can see.
1,000 for each and 1,000 for the ship.
Wait a minute, that only equals 3,000.
No, 1,000 for each.
1, 2, 3. Oh.
She's including the crew.
Oh,
all of the crew.
So we each get 1,000.
You'll each get an additional. You'll each get 1,000 and one goes to the ship.
Okay. So you guys get back on the ship and Rhee, you're at about this point, you've finished tossing the ship, making sure that there's no explosives left or anything like that. Anything nefarious? Any evil evidence planted behind you except for a note written on the back of a pillow saying, save me.
She is really hammering this home.
She is. And actually, you do find something that, on the ship.
What did I find?
It's more appropriate if I save it for last minute. You find a note that has a basically a contact number. And it says, please contact such and such.
Any of us about it.
Was it written to us?
It was like, basically was written and left in the crew quarters under the pillow.
Under whose pillow?
The pillow where the where Sarah was staying.
Sarah, sorry. No, I'll show everybody when I see everybody.
Okay. So are you gonna share?
I'm gonna share it with Nier, yeah.
Okay.
Look what I found.
Do you share it with R8G3? Because he'll just say, call.
I think to celebrate, we should go get some food.
Oh, look at the thing, but again, not sure how this.
It's like, not relevant to you guys.
We haven't come back to the ship, so.
But we're going to be staying here for 2 days.
Yeah.
That is why we have hotel rooms.
Yes. Okay, so you guys go up to the eatery. Basically, this pleasure cruise is amazing. There's a grav pool where you're basically floating in a circle of water up in like the higher level so people can see people swimming through it. I mean, this place has got all the bells and whistles.
That sounds cool.
And the thing is, everything's comped.
Yes!
All inclusive, you mean. I remember exclusively saying, when he said we will be staying, I'll say, and we will not be paying.
That was on the contract. Yes.
I remember specifically putting that.
Yes. Yeah!
Okay, so you guys are living it up as Rhee is coming off the ship with this letter in her hand, I'm guessing. Yeah.
I'm like,
okay. You go to the quarters, basically security scans you. Are you weapon free?
Of course.
Okay.
Them's the rules.
Okay. Just making sure you didn't try to do anything hinky.
They don't happen to have any frogs here.
They actually do.
I must ask, who supplied these frogs? They are excellent.
They deal in bulk, so they're a little smaller and paler than they should be, but they get
like
it from
the lobster
off-world
on regular cruise ships.
So it's a lower quality one, but it's still a delicacy. And unfortunately, the cooks here cook them.
Overcook them.
Well, to a hut, cooking them at all is a crime. Yeah. But to most sentients in the galaxy, they prefer the frogs cooked. Brings up the flavor. To a hut, it kills the flavor.
I will be wanting
to. So, Rhee, as you go to the rooms where you basically are told your comrades are in these rooms, basically they're not in the rooms.
Then I will go to a general area and see if I could observe them.
Okay.
Find
and
the
of course I get to observe the ship.
Well, find the pudgy dog.
You have a call.
Oh, that's right, I do. I'm like, yeah, come.
Okay, boop, beep, beep.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, dog? What's up, girlfriend?
We are at the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Hurry, the hut just arrived.
The Pajita is not happy with the frog selection.
Tell her about the bonus.
Yes, and we got a bonus for my speedy and hasty departure from after picking
and
up.
And my excellent negotiating skills.
So, yeah, we got a bonus on top.
Wait,
we'll
have to let Nier know.
Yep, so.
Woo!
Okay.
Well, I get to buy a decent coat.
For delivering her.
Sure. Which
one? Yeah. We got paid extra.
Cup book?
All right. I'll meet you at the buffet. And the hut may have lined up some new and exciting grime. It's not crime. Their jobs.
Okay, so do you give them the number?
No, when I get to the where they are, I'm going to show them. I found this. I wasn't going to say it over the comm.
Oh, okay.
I found this under the pillow that Sarah used. Okay, go ahead. Call it. I'm not calling it.
You're
the one who's jarring. I am literally trying to keep my head.
Okay, when you basically contact that frequency, you get it's like a hold signal. So it's being redirected of some sorts. And then finally you get, hello.
I don't want to know.
Hello? Hello?
Who is this?
Who is this?
Yes.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
I know nothing. I see nothing.
This is the Shinado.
Shinado?
Yes.
Shenandoah.
Wait a minute.
Is that, that's the pirate ship, right?
No, the Shenandoah is a...
I'll be hanging up now.
Who are the Shenandoah?
Quick.
Yeah, wait a minute. If I'm trying to remember. Aren't they a...
Who can make a knowledge roll?
Yeah.
I'm not there, so she can make a knowledge roll.
Okay. Hold it. Would that be... Which would that be? Education?
Are you... What do you think? You want to do Underworld?
Underworld, yes. Because that's what I'm thinking that they are.
Okay.
Yeah. Might still
it's funny
nice.
Because you're like, you know, I made this name up and you're like,
I didn't hear
it. I know that.
See, I thought...
Go ahead and roll.
I got an advantage. That's it.
You're like, I got nothing.
I got nothing. I don't know. I rarely
know
anything.
Go ahead and give me an against two purple.
Underworld?
Yep.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Yeah, if you call me, I can try. I'm good at it, actually.
Well... I here got a
yeah, call
failure
him.
And two advantages.
I called him.
I'm okay too. If you call me, I'll
the person doesn't know
well,
his
well,
underworld.
Well, Pudgeta, you're the one who got the
yeah,
name. You're the one that has to call him.
Well, I can't call. Well,
yeah, you're on your call.
Okay, he calls me.
I don't have a call.
Okay, well, how did you call the number?
From a phone.
I assume we all.
Okay,
have
so from
calls.
A phone on the ship.
Okay.
They do have courtesy community.
So,
that's right, they did.
Against two
I did
purple.
It.
Against two purple.
Okay. I didn't do it.
You did it.
You did,
I did
you
it.
Did
yay.
It.
Who are they? You're
okay,
you're
basically it is a smuggling pirate ship. They've been
it's
known
as... It's that one that was chasing us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the one that was chasing
her. You
so
most
so
likely...
She hired it. Or...
Yeah, she wants... Yeah.
Okay, so we should tell our employer and he can handle it.
And he can give us another phone call.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, but you forget who you're talking to. He actually has sympathy.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to see how this goes out.
He called me, and I said, yeah.
Okay. So while you're on the ship, by the way, near, what are you doing? Anything in particular? Just playing cards?
Just seeing his awesomeness.
I'm
going to
bring him food after him.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Oh, that's nice.
But I'll get what a hut would like.
So why did you... So why did you want to know who the Shenandoah are?
You tell him.
I just heard the name.
No.
It's the number on the...
He knows
about the letter.
You do not know
what.
He does. He knows about the letter.
Carrie.
You're using
you
out of character knowledge.
His character doesn't know it.
So how much longer?
His character does know that there was a number that was found under Sira's...
But he doesn't connect the two together yet.
I
doesn't character... tell him.
So if I showed you a number...
He just asked.
If I showed you a number and then asked
He did not ask.
If I showed you a
Carrie,
number,
basically,
and then
this is the number from the letter.
Well,
he doesn't know that.
Carrie, you're making a jump in logic. That what Xander's trying to say is Gary's character was shown the number. He's
and
like, I don't give
two
a crap.
Hours later.
And then 2 hours later, he's like, hey, dude, do you know what this is? And he's like, oh, yeah, here, here's what it is.
Why do you care? And he said,
and he said,
he said eh.
I just heard
he's
the
not
name.
Telling you.
Okay.
So his character has not jumped the conclusion.
He's never lied to me before, and I don't really care anyway.
Yeah, he's not interested in knowing.
See how it goes.
Okay.
So I'll bring you food. What a hut would like.
And he just brought me food. Why is he lying to me? Yeah. So.
Yeah. Half of it's
I
eaten.
Don't think he's lying to him. Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he'd answered the question.
He didn't answer
But he
question.
Didn't.
Yeah, he's just...
He did. He just didn't tell him the truth.
You're using out-of-character knowledge
right
now.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you doing after... So, Ree, what are you doing? Are you
hanging out on the ship.
Are you just enjoying the ship?
Yes, I'm checking in today. I've never seen anything like this.
Okay,
so
yeah, it's
I'm
it's
checking it out.
Hugely comfortable. You know, it's a huge opulent palace. I mean, you pick it, there's things you can do on
so
the ship.
So this is how the other half lives.
Okay.
What other half?
If we complete the job we've been paid to do, you could look like this. If you instead investigate crap that has nothing to do with us...
Okay, so pretty much you guys spend a day and a half.
You'll be driving around in a crappy busted ship your whole life.
Yep, you guys get to spend a day and a half doing whatever you do. What are you going to be doing?
Let's see. She's never been in this type of splendor.
I'm going to the holodeck.
She's a little overwhelmed.
And invent the holodeck and go to it.
I'll be going to that pool.
The hut is swimming in the pool.
I'm very graceful in the pool, actually.
Yes, you are. I'm going to be wandering around a lot. Do they have you know, high-tech gadgets and
games?
Stuff that I want to... Yeah.
Games, they've got,
their
you know, different, there's a arcade sponsored by a few weapon manufacturers that use fake guns for kids to learn how to use guns early.
Like ships and stuff. And
there's a tour on the engineering section of the ship. I'd so like do that.
You can simulate flying a particular, I'm telling you, let's go to the holiday.
Yeah, there's actually the ship equivalent of jet skis that you can get into and putt around the ship.
Piloting? Oh, heck yeah.
Okay, Ree, what do you do?
Well, this is all new to me, so okay. I am exploring and seeing the different activities.
Okay.
And if any, you know, skill tests, probably doing that,
okay.
you know. And,
so
you
the
know,
wall
the
climb and stuff like
and,
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've got a 3-prong plan. Prong one, I go swimming. That's always fun. Prong two, I eat. Always fun. Prong three, I sit around while other people eat and talk to them.
That's actually really brilliant.
Oh, you know.
I do happen to know that this ship is rented out right now by a gun
manufacturer.
Is it? And he might brought friends. I don't know.
Oh, he's good.
He's good. Yeah.
Go ahead and give me just a really quick presence roll.
Gets 2 purples?
2 purples.
I'm gonna spend a lightsab point.
Oh, well, you do have plenty of lightsab points.
Try.
Okay, I will give you 3 contacts.
Woo, good job.
One of them is not in the underworld.
Ooh.
What kind of contacts are you making?
So, weapon manufacturer. You should write this out.
Okay.
Weapon manufacturer, that would be the one that's not in the underworld. That's always good.
What race is he?
I was going to say, what weapons manufacturer is not affiliated with the underworld in some way?
Well, yeah,
a normal like weapons manufacturer.
Tony Stark.
Yeah. This whole empire thing. Yeah. You might make weapons.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what race would it be?
I don't know. Why would I know?
Okay.
Pick a race.
Anyways. Okay. Okay.
How about... We always could use to know a smuggler. Or a fence.
Okay, and he's going to be...
That's so useful, Xander.
Yeah. The fence, he's going to actually be from...
Kreplakistan.
Yeah, there you go. Actually, I was going to go with... my mind just had a blank. Did I stroke out or what?
Yes, he's
on Solo's homeworld.
Coruscant.
Thank you. No, that's not Coruscant.
I don't know where he's...
Cool
it
is.
Because he's a Corellian human,
right? Oh, Corellian.
Corellian,
right.
Thank you.
Gassity.
So, see? He's from Corellia. What is it?
Corellia,
okay.
Yeah.
And then...
Okay.
Would be a good third contact.
One that's not into nefariousness.
Fence.
No, wait, one that would...
We had non-criminal weapons manufacturer.
Oh, so that
fence.
Was your non-criminal?
Yes.
I mean, if we want him to be criminal...
Fences are all criminal.
Then the fence is definitely criminal.
So you can pick one more criminal then. Or
which,
doesn't
it? Should we do?
Somebody that hires mercenaries to do stuff.
Yeah,
but we've got jobs. I was thinking, like, someone that could get us a discount on something.
Oh, how about black market...
Black marketeer.
See, that is how.
So that way we can.
That is
have
how
a fence,
you make contacts.
Then you have fences. Usually, will buy things, but this is somebody we can buy things from.
We can buy things from. We can sell illegal goods to the fence.
Okay.
And
so
we have a
the
nice husband
workflow. Networking near on the ship. You've just been doing your thing.
Yep. This is not my gig, not my thing. So
okay.
I'm just waiting.
This is something
leave.
He can sell for because I'm a hired gun.
So a few hours before the wedding, are you guys going to attend the wedding?
Yes. I am curious to see it myself, actually.
Okay.
I like to make friends.
And you're looking awesome in your vest.
I'm wearing that vest. Feeling good.
Sweet, sweet vest.
No
so,
pants.
I'm going to
spend
my traditional
dark side armor.
You can't wear a vest. You can't wear pants.
Yeah, so no pants, vest.
Meanwhile, while everyone's getting trimmed up for... And do you guys tell the princess you're going to the wedding, by the way?
No, I don't.
We haven't seen her since.
You've purposely avoided her?
If I've seen her.
Well, she's pretty much sequestered away.
When Amazon drops off a package, they don't hang out with a package in your house.
Exactly.
Just drop it off.
Okay, so that's a horrible roll.
Yeah, you just got a failure.
Yeah. Near... You hear something at the hatch. Like you easily hear someone trying to do something at the hatch, and you hear some grinding noise.
I'm gonna walk over to the hatch.
Okay. Do you click the camera for outside? There's a camera.
I'm gonna look out.
You see three guys. Looks like they're apparently trying to break their way into your ship.
It's pirates from the other ship.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Why should I even write this stuff? Kill. I should wait for Carrie to say it.
Take out a gun, one of my guns, and then open the hatch.
Okay.
One that moves, I'll shoot him right in the face.
And draw your other gun?
Yeah, I'll shoot him
right as you open the door, you see three guys, and one's got his spanner right at the door.
He does not drop it. If they do not drop it instantly and run, I will shoot them right in the face.
You've got them dead to rights. They're like, and of course, the other two guys are like, dude, you said you didn't open it. So they're like mid...
you can kill two, keep one alive.
Yeah, this is an Imperial space.
Yes, what do you do?
They're trying to break into my ship. I'm going to...
You get camera proof.
You boom. Got guy with tool.
The guy in the spanner gets shot right in the head.
Okay. And literally his face just explodes. I will flat out give that one to you.
Other two walk away.
You need to know who they are.
And of course, as soon as your weapon discharged, sirens and lights are
that's
popping
fine.
Out of recessed.
He was on his ship.
I'm on my ship.
And literally, they look and do the whole panic look around of, oh, shit. And they're running. They are running.
Okay.
And then I'll press the button to shut the hatch and go right back
and
to what I was
and just
doing.
As the hatch shuts, security starts running up, doing their thing. They're like, what the hell? Weapons discharge at the dock level. You know, major panics going down on that
did
part of the
ship. Did they catch the two guys running around?
Probably. Maybe. But on that part of the deck, all the turbo lifts are now on lockdown. All the ship hatches are now closed and locked, and all the ships connected are on lockdown on that area.
Now it's time to kill everyone.
Okay?
Yeah, it means they can't run. Yeah.
Okay.
I've actually been hiding our guns in my
If they want to check their camos, they'll see three guys trying to break into a ship.
Yeah.
The door opens, one of them gets shot, the other two run away.
It's brilliant.
It's completely legit, man.
It's so his character.
Yep. Especially since they failed horribly.
That's freaking awesome.
I'm gonna go back to what I'm doing.
Okay.
Playing cards. Yay.
Okay. So the wedding's starting to get ready to go off. There's cameras. There's this beautiful
it's like
ceremony.
Like two ascending weddings. That's pomp and circumstance. You have to go.
Dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum. Whatever.
Okay. So the wedding starts. Which side are you guys sitting on, the bride or the groom?
I'm sitting on the groom's. Hey, it
groom.
Is her duty to follow her clan's dictates.
I'm not looking at
she
her.
She should marry who she is told to.
Okay.
There you go.
The Sakian would follow duty.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not just like, ooh, whatever we feel like. And dude, your dad's planet got blown up, so you don't have a lot of options.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my dad knows algae farmers. Your dad's planet's blown up. Well, he got off. Wait, let me check my bank account. I don't have one. It got blown up.
That's well, they had us offshore accounts on some other planet somewhere.
Okay, so the wedding is going off without a hitch. The gentleman saying, I do.
Where's
Noxie?
Says, just, I wanna...
Noxie is sitting in full fatigues on the broom side.
Oh, but... I knew it.
With a baton on her side instead of a blaster.
Where's Chi-Chi?
Chi-Chi is actually followed behind carrying the train of the dress.
Chi-Chi's legit
as her servant. It's just she's feeling for her mistress at this point because she understands what it's like to be in a situation you can't help.
I know what it's like too.
And Pudgeta, as the wedding is going on, is Pudgeta crying? Because that would be a Pudgeta thing to do at the wedding.
I think you should cry. You should cry.
I will give you a light side if you Pudgeta cries at the wedding.
I didn't want to show strength.
As tears drip from his eyes.
Then they'll underestimate you.
Yeah, that's right.
You shoot
as,
them.
You think you're all soft when you know, like a
as
twinkie.
The groom says I do, and the bride looks and says, I must. And the priest, who's one of the you know the species from the Bacon Clan, opulent in his robes.
I thought he said Bacon Clan.
I'm like, yeah,
the banking,
the most delicious clan.
The bakers. Well, you know, there's the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. Knaves all three.
As the wedding finishes, the reception begins, and you can see the blushing bride is hanging out with her servant.
I'm not looking at her.
As Your host, welcomes all of you, and he gives a big hearty hug to all of you, including the hut. And
was this at the reception?
It's after the wedding.
I'm not looking at her.
Near, did you actually go to the wedding? Because you did get a second reminder invite.
Yeah. Well, I bring my guns. No.
Okay. As you know.
Anyway, why the hell would I go?
Yeah, true. So as the wedding's going on, reception's going great. There's cake. There's wine. There's liquor. There's tons of liquor.
Cake's a lie. Yeah.
There's a knock on the ship's hatch.
Do I have to shoot somebody else?
Notice it's security, and they've got one guy trussed up on his knees at the hatch.
Oh, okay.
You recognize
him. And it's one of the guys that did run off.
Okay, I'll open the door.
Okay. Whoosh, badge shoved in your face. Ship security. There was a weapons discharge at this dock. Please tell us exactly what happened in your own words.
I'm going to shoot him in the face. I'll just, while he's talking, I'll just... Okay. Press the little thing and show the little video from the
yeah. And it's funny because he pulls up a holographic display from the outside of the ship to record the whole exact same situation.
It's like, why do you even
and
have
he
that?
Looks at this guy and kicks this guy again, and it's like,
I don't know what he's gonna do. Maybe he's gonna climb on him.
Do you know why he was trying? They were trying to break into your ship.
Not my problem.
Oh, I wish I could say not my monkeys, not my circus. I'm security chief on a floating circus in space.
Best of luck to you.
I do apologize, sir. Take him to back to the hole. And then they go dragging this guy, kicking up and screaming. He's like, but, and just kicking.
Life's
but
hard.
He doesn't have a leg to stand on. I'm sorry. Yeah, but where's the other one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he got away.
Okay, so you guys have a beautiful reception. You guys doing anything special at the reception?
I'm observing everybody.
Do they do the chicken dance?
It's the hut dance. Waddle, 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 waddle. Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
No, they do the electric slide, of course. That happens at every wedding.
I don't want to be.
Do the lightsaber.
I don't want to be a chicken. I want to be a hut. I want to be.
Okay, so the reception goes well. Basically, he gives you guys the look. Good job going to get that ship enhancement done.
So that means we're free to go now.
Uh huh.
Okay.
You're free to go.
Oh, wait, did we tell them about the number?
No. We did not. No. Well, I mean, you know you found it.
Yeah, because you don't know what the number is. Yeah. So as you guys are departing, you guys do notice that there's a very similar ship on the sensors that you spot as you're leaving the ship that's on the other side of the ship docked, but it has floating security buoys surrounding it.
It was
the pirate vessel.
Shenandoah.
Because once lockdown happened, they traced where these guys came from awful damn fast.
It was the pirates. I'd like to say that was a brilliant plan, but they were simply annoying me.
I was going to say, best case scenario, the wedding happens, we get our money, pirates come and kidnap her, she's good. But this worked out pretty well.
Not my problem. Keep saying that to myself. Not my problem. Hey, if they just kidnapped her and left our ship alone, some of them would still be alive.
As you see on the hollow net, the pictures of the wedding. There's even one point where Pudgett is in the background in one of the pictures.
I was there. I was there, guys.
That's me.
Pudgett a bomb. Pudgett a photo bombs the photos. Okay, and basically meet the newest lord of, core world politics, combining both politics and corporate backing.
I'm really happy with how this turned out.
Let's get this ship.
So you guys taking it to the ship docks?
Give me the coordinates.
Okay, you guys.
And I disseminate the credit. So we're getting the cannon, and we got the bonus of the 5,000 credits. Mm-hmm. What else did we get?
That's it.
Just that.
And free food.
I assume you guys stole all the little toiletries.
Woohoo! We got soap for the refreshment.
I took the bathing cap because I have a hairless body.
Don't tell dear. But I'm going to replace everything in the bathroom with the miniature things. I don't think he's grown. It would be hilarious.
What's going on?
Just remind Pudgeta to not use all the shampoo again like he did last time. You don't need to use all the shampoo.
He's got to keep himself safe.
Okay, so you guys head to the shipyard. This is a legitimate location. Uh-huh. They basically go ahead and give me a quick astro navigation. Should be only two purple. Pretty damn
I'll tell you guys stuff. I met some friends. If we ever need to sell or buy anything.
Buy or sell.
Okay.
You're
three successes. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Two successes and one advantage.
Okay, you're plotting the course like the chime says. You had no problem doing it. Except,
okay. It happened at the right time.
It was perfect time.
It was, yeah. We got our pain.
As RG is waving his utility tools in the air, as this little astromech droid's coming up to you, telling you about how your friend was tearing up the whole ship. What was she doing?
I explained myself.
We should put it in,
and then I say it should be
I'll take care of that from now on.
Thank you.
I'll just pat the droid on the back. You need to calm down, little one.
Chill out.
Calm down. No one can understand you. Stop talking.
I'll give you a new job. I'll give you a new job.
Budget Eye is finding another ship.
Okay, so you guys head to the shipyard.
No, Budget doesn't eat.
You guys were expected, so the repairs are ready. Basically, you dock at the shipyards. You see them lovingly as you see them take off, and it's the top, the
no bottom,
the bottom ventral,
the ventral.
We're doing the bottom turret. Okay. Yes, because he's our heavy gun.
Turret's like, taken off. Basically, they reattach the new turret. They will actually offer you guys 2,000 for what's left of the old turret.
Oh, so we get 2,000 bucks.
It's either that or they'll drop it in your cargo hold, whichever you prefer.
Well, wait, what could we get for that usually?
You're looking for a used gun about the right price.
Okay. Then yeah, let's just sell it.
So, then what we're going to do is 1,000 will go to the ship, and then we each get 2,500 for that.
Oh, total?
2,500.
I mean, sorry, 250.
Yeah, it's like you moved the decimal point over one.
But this way the ship, because it is from the ship, so.
So instead of getting 1,000 before, we got 250?
Yeah, you get 250. No, you still got that 1,000. Okay.
So this is
you
an addition.
Still got
so you get an extra 250 credits on top of that 1,000.
250 credits.
Okay, so on this ring, they basically have access to a lot of stuff. Not a lot of military hardware that you guys can get access to, because they do legitimate Imperial repairs. They're doing private company repairs. Anything you guys want to look for? If it's equipment, it's up to rarity 8 you could find here. If it's equipment, though, not weapons.
Eight.
Not weapons.
Not 9. You couldn't have gotten one higher.
No,
why?
It's not hot power armor. It's nothing nothing military grade or illegal weapons.
Can I borrow the book I had when I got the equipment? I forgot which one it was.
I'm assuming it's that book. I'll look for some other books real quick.
So do they sell other things, though? Like...
Well, what are you looking for?
Vibranine.
Okay, let me go ahead.
Yeah, I think Vibranine is a kind of generic.
It's a by the way, you might want to, since you're basically kind of dual boxing the astromech droid, you might want to see what astromechs can do.
Schmutz.
Let's get
you know how she dislikes Schmutz.
Well, she shouldn't have married a schmutzy guy.
Do we want to call it here? Because we're just now in the, like, stop buying things.
Yeah, this is a good...
Yeah.
And that's a good place to stop.
And that's a good place to stop.
Yep.
That's a good place to shop.
Awesome game. Good job, everybody.
And that's a great place to wrap it up there. Thank you for listening to the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And feel free to enjoy our other shows, such as D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, and Scion, Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion hero to Ragnarok story. Thank you for listening.